Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah 350, mitzvah Shin Nun, as we start Parshas Bechukosai, the last parsha in Sefer Vayikra, and it's 12 mitzvos. Four of those mitzvos, a third of the mitzvos in Bechukosai, is related to the same topic of Arachin, which is the topic of today's mitzvah. The Torah tells us, at the end of Bechukosai, Perachav Zion, the entire first part of Bechukosai, the quantity, most of the quantity of Bechukosai has no mitzvos. Of course, it is the Toch. The whole fourth part of Bechukosai has no mitzvos. It has a lot of brachos and klalos, but no mitzvos. But now, in Parachav Zion, all the way at the end, the last parak of Vayikra, has 12 mitzvos in this one parak. Vayidabar Hashem Moshe Leimor, Hashem says to Moshe, Daber al Bnei Yisrael v'yamar Talahem, tell Bnei Yisrael, Ish kiafli neder be'erkecha nefashos l'Hashem, when you enunciate a vow and you promise to give an erech of a nefesh, these are the erechin, set values that each man and woman, depending on age, has in the view of the Torah. So if somebody promises to give that, one has to give that amount to the Beis HaMikdash. We'll get to the details in a couple of minutes. First of all, what is this doing here? So many of the Mefarshim deal with what is the connection between the Tochacha and the idea of Nidarim and Arachin, the Klayakar, right here on this pasuk. This is the last Klayakar in Sefer Vayikra. The Kleyakar says, Arachin is right after all of these klalos, because how many times do we find that people give tzedakah and promise to give tzedakah and make promises, be'eis sarah? That's the connection. She Yisrael nodrim be'eis sarah, ki Yaakov, shall you nodir b'shas sarah, litein ma'isir mikol. Avaloka Yaakov mikol v'chol. But it's not like Yaakov, we aren't always like Yaakov. Ki Yaakov gamacha sha'avra hatzarah. Yaakov, even after the tzarah pass, lo sarmin haderech hatov. He didn't stop. He continued on the same path. Avolodoros is at Darkam Kesalomo. But many times what we find in our day, says the Kleyakar in Prague in the 1500s, Shenodrim be'esara uba'avur sofa sara. Vitsuka, mischartim vishavim lesuram. But right after the tsara leaves, and right after the difficulties are no longer there, so then nothing, then we do whatever we want. Right, it's human nature, says the Kleyakar. Klaros? Staka. We have to make sure that even after the tsara leaves, even after, right, ki haisa harvacha, v'hachmed es libo, even after the revacha comes, unlike Paro, right after the revacha comes, he hardens his heart again. No, right after the revacha comes, we have to say we remember the klala, we remember Hashem is constantly protecting us and giving us yeshuos, and in that way, we will be able to really get the message of what we're trying to have. That is the Kleyakar's message of the connection. Says the in the Turei Torah, he quotes Svarim. Lama nismacha parshas arachin leparshas hatochacha lulam deinu shim acharei kol haklalos hatochacha shenitchu al rashenu. Even after all the klalos, acharei kol yisurim v'ha'inuyim, adayin anu machzikim ma'amar v'nishardu yudim ne'amanim. If, even after all this, we still have our head up, and we're still able to continue reading the Torah. Anu kedayim laha'aracha yishlan erak gadol. Oh, what tremendous value we have. Meaning, we have to keep strong even after the klalos, and even through the klalos, even through the tsaris, we stand tall. That is the Iturei Torah. And one final connection, says Rav Sternbach, Shebetochacha, Betochacha, Be'er Yisurim HaMakazan HaRoz, through this we have the terrible things that could happen. And a person could come to Yeyush, a person could come to give up. Look at this terrible things. Right, kind of the opposite of the Iturei Torah. That's why we have Arachin here. Everybody has an erech. Everybody has a value. Don't be misyayish. Everybody has to realize that just doing whatever you can in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a symbolic act, a symbolic ratzon, that itself is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in, Rachmana Libaboy, and we shouldn't have yayush when all of these tragedies befall us. So that's a couple of the connections between the previous parsha of Bechukosai and the parsha of Arachin. So now we get into today's mitzvah, that of Erechin, mitzvah Shin Nun, Ladun Ba'arche Adam. So today's mitzvah is the Erech of an Adam. There are really four mitzvos that relate to Arachin. The Rambam counts and the Sefer Achina counts in this parsha. The first one is about the Erech of people. Every single Jew says the Torah, has a certain value, a set value. It doesn't matter if somebody is rich or poor or handsome or ugly or anything. Doesn't matter. All that matters is the age and the gender. Age and gender, there's a set value for up to 5, 5 to 20, 20 to 60, above 60, that's it. If I promise to give, I say, Erech Ploni Alai, I want Erech, Reuven's Erech, I promise to give to the Beis HaMikdash, so then I have to give the set value that's set in the Torah to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the rule. If I say, Demei Ploni Alai, I want to give Damim. Damim means more the value that is set in on the market. How much a person would buy this person for as a servant. So that, you take whatever market value, you know, the stronger you are, maybe the greater value. But if I use the term Erech, Erech in this mitzvah, so that is what is discussed here in the Torah, and that is a mitzvah to follow, to fulfill my mitzvah, and for Beis Din to act upon it. So, ladun ba'arche adam, klomar, misha amer erki alai, o erich ploni alai, I could say it about myself, or I could give it about somebody else. The din is, sheyitein lekohen, kefiha erich sha'amar v'lo pachos, I have to give to the kohen exactly what it says in the Torah. The Bechaz Chinuch notes, it's not really the kohen. What is the kohen? The kohen doesn't get this money. The Beis HaMikdash gets this money. It means the gizbar, whoever is in charge in the Beis HaMikdash, that's who you have to give it to. Right? The Torah tells us at every single age, just to go through some of the ages, Erech HaZachar, men from 20 to 60, they have 50 shekel. A woman, 30. 5 to 20, male is 20. The cave is 10, right? It's exact set shekelim that are set by the Torah. Oh, if somebody's too poor to pay this, so we'll see what happens, what the halach is in a minute. But this is the mitzvah. Kemo shababa kasim mefurish bezachar v'nekevo l'fiches b'rashanim. Shedem arkiv shkiaf li neder be'erkach ha'nefashat l'ashem. Beautiful. V'inyin ha'erachin hu mechlal nidrei hektish. Arachin are part of the larger category of hektish, of being makdish something, says the chinuch. Lefichach, therefore, you are subject to all the regular rules of hektish. Chayav and aleim shim lo yachal dvar. If I do not fulfill my promise to the Beis HaMikdash, then I violate the isser of disgrace, of being machalel, not keeping my word. Umisham bal ta'acher l'shama, or delaying. If I delay too much, I'm also in violation. Umisham kachalasi yotzmi pivyase, and the mitzvah of keeping one's word. There is a question in Lumdus that Rav Asher Weiss talks about here, and the Rabbi Cement and the other Achronim talk about, and that is, Arachin really is just a fancy type of stucca. A fancy type of stucca. I want to give something to the Beis HaMikdash. So we have separate categories. We have separate halachic mechanisms to be machdish something. I want to give this table to the Beis HaMikdash. I want to give this to the Beis HaMikdash. I want to give 100 shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. There are other ways of being machdish. The shaila is, we have this idea called arachin. How conceptually different is that? Is that a totally new way to give something to the Beis HaMikdash? It's not being machdish. It's not giving stucca. It's a new type of reality, a new type of mechanism, or no? There's different rules, meaning I say Erech, and then I have to give whatever the Torah says, but once I have to give what the Torah says, then it's the normal definitions of Staka. That's the Rav Asher Weiss's question. I'll read it from him in the Minchas Asher, even though it's the same by a number of Achronim also. Aleph, lo chidsha Torah ela es erko shel kol adam ba'adam. Maybe the chidsha of the Torah is only the values. Ach la'achar shechidsha, once the Torah is machadish it, then mamela it goes into the, once I get the value, then it goes into the regular categories of stucca. Or do I say no? I say, etzam ha-hischaivus shel arachin din mesuyamu. Arachin is its own category. Ve'en chiyuvo mikoach neder. And this is not just any promise of money, but it's a special din of arachin. So he says, pashtus, I would say it's unique. Why? The Rambam has it, and the Chinuch has it as a separate mitzvah. We have a mitzvah of stucca. That's a separate mitzvah. But what do we have today? The mitzvah of arachin. The mitzvah of promising to donate one's value. Why is that counted as a separate one of the mitzvahs asay? And not only one of the mitzvahs asay. The Rambam emphasizes that there are four mitzvahs asay. The Rambam, in mitzvahs asay, kuf yud dalid. That's today's mitzvah. Mu'masha horitanu atara bedin erechei adam. Kuf tezvav. That's erechei behema temeya. We have to give the value. If I say I want to give the value of this pig to the Beis HaMikdash, have to evaluate. That's a separate mitzvah zaseh, as we're going to have later on in the parsha. Erechei batim, I want to give the value of this house. Or erechei sados, the value of the field. That also, fields have a separate set value. So the Rambam himself says, v'yal yachshav choshev, don't think, she'elu ha'arba minim min ha'erechen yu b'neim shituf, yechayiv she'yimnu mitzvah achas. Don't think that you should count this as one of the 613. No. Aval hein arba mitzvos. Why? Yesh l'kol achas mehen din zulas din ha'acheres. Every one of these categories, and we'll talk about each one of these four, but over the next couple of days, each one has separate unique halachas. So it's counted as a separate mitzvah aseh. Four of the 248 mitzvahs aseh have to do with arachin. That's what we have right here. And the Rambam says you count it as four separate mitzvahs. So just from that fact that you count it separately, for says Rashi Weiss, l'chor, it's a new halachic category, mechanism, right? It's not just stucca, or else why would we count it separately? So then he goes through back and forth. He quotes the Chazon Ish, who also seems to say it's something unique. The language of the Chazon Ish is, v'nireh b'inyan ha'erachin, she'enu chayim yidin neder, es ha'sach ha'katsuv, el shu nitvas b'mitzvahs erachin. Mitzvahs erachin. There is a extreme formulation of the Shilte Giborim, one of the early Achronim, late Rishonim, really, that was made famous by Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in one of the greats from 100 years ago, he liked this Shilte Giborim very much. If you look in his Sefer, the Gvura Shmonim, which is 80 questions, 80 answers on the one question, right, it's a godless of Rabbi Yosef Engel, he has one Sefer, he asks a question, he gives 80 answers, Gvuras Shmonim. So there, on page Nun Zayin, he talks about this Shilte Giborim. The Shilte Giborim seems to say, and Rabbi Yosef Engel is very excited about this, that what is Arachin? When I say I want to give your Erech, and then I pay off the Erech, I am Makdish you. I imbue you with a certain amount of Kedusha, which then, when I pay the Beis HaMikdash, I am being Poda. I'm redeeming you. That's very unusual. I have the power to put Kedusha? I can put Kedusha on an animal. I can put Kedusha on a plant. I can put Kedusha on anything I want. But on another person? That's what the Shilte Giborim seems to say. That's what he says. We're not going to get into the details of why he said it, but he says, "Dahainu gufo va'atzmo shehu makdisho ela shepodeo achar kach miyada hektish b'dmei erko." Says Rabbi Yosef Engel now, "Umevur svar shilte giborim da'arachin hu chalos mahos kedusha al hanerach v'nesinas d'mei ha'erachi pidyon kedusha." That's amazing. Says Rav Asher Weiss in that same piece. That's a big chiddush. I can think of one parallel, maybe, but I'm still not happy with the parallel. Pidyon HaBen. What do we do about Pidyon HaBen? The child, the firstborn, is born with a certain status. Kedusha, whatever it may be. And what happens? The father pays the Kohen 5 slime, and the male of the child is chulin. He's poda. Pidyon HaBen. But even there, Rav Asher Weiss explains, most Achronim, there's a Vilna Gaon that says otherwise, but most Achronim don't assume that your mamish, well, your kid is kadosh, he's like a karban, until you pay the money to the Kohen? No! There's a mitzvah of Nesina, there's a mitzvah to pay the Kohen, but it's not literally that your child, your bechor, is a karban, until that, but wait, you can't ask him to do any work for you? Let's say the child grows up, he didn't have a pidyon haben yet, you can't ask him to do work for you, because he's a karban. Of course not. So even there, it's a ki'ilu. It's not literal. So to say it here would be an even bigger chiddush, but that is what Rabbi Yosef Engel says, but it's a fascinating Rabbi Yosef Engel that a person has the power, so to speak, to be matfis pekdusha, to sanctify somewhat. There might not be any nafkaminas to the sanctification, besides the fact that I have to pay. Right? That you're not limited in any way if I declare you sanctified. But either way, it's an important formulation to know about. Okay, so this is issues of Arachin and a little bit how it works. Let's continue now to get to some of the details. Mishar Shia Mitzvah. First of all, what's the hashkafa behind this mitzvah? Lefi, Sheha Adam Lo Yish Tatif Bel Yonam Zulasi Bidibor. As has been said by many mitzvahs. What makes a person uplifted? What connects a human being to the upper worlds? Only one thing they do. And that is the power of speech. Bedibur. Everything else we do in life has to do with our physical bodies that we share with the animals. What makes us unique? The power of speech. And he quotes, V'ukol chela kanichbat shebo, v'zeh yikral ba'adam nefesh chaya. And he quotes the unkelis, k'dematargim unkelis, v'havis ba'adam l'ruch ma'malala. Right, when a God made us a living spirit, in Parshas Bereishis, what does living mean? Talking. Talking spirit. That's what makes us unique. Kishar chelke haguf, Mesim Hain. all the other parts of our body are dead. What does he mean? It means in relative terms to our power of speech, that is all from the mundane earthly realm. What makes us heavenly, what makes us angelic, is our power of speech. Because that reflects intellect, that reflects spirituality. If somebody loses this power of speech, right, if a person cannot speak, or he cannot use his intellect, then if somebody is not mentally there. So what is he? He's just lying there, doing nothing. Somebody's a vegetable, Rahman al Islan. Right? So then he loses his special humanness. Al Kain is Chayiv Kaim Dibura. That's why if somebody promises with their Koach HaDibur to do something, one has to make sure to follow up. Ubi Yasser Kalan Yani Olam. This is a general rule, says the Chinuch. Afapi Shlonis Yachtu Ben Asev Alav. Even though there's no specific mitzvah, Tziv Chachamim V'Yisiru Kamas Arsul Shlonis Shana Adam Dibura. There are so many mitzvahs that take it as granted that you gotta keep your word. Obviously, there's midvar sheker tirchak, but there are many mitzvahs that talk about the fact that you have to make sure that you keep your word. Good, let's go to the next paragraph. Bididiyam mitzvah. Let's get into some of the halachos of arachin. First of all, who could do this? Who could be ma'arach? So a man, a woman, anyone can say, I accept upon myself. What about a katan? What about a katan? So usually a katan, we say, if a katan, the 10-year-old does something, it's meaningless. But we have, in the world of nidarim, we have the principle of mufla samach la'ish. The principle of 1 year early. A boy when a boy is 12, and when a girl when she's 11, we have the principle that a neder can be chal by 11 or 12-year-old. So that's what it says here. The Minchas Chinuch in Oz Beis discusses that a katan can be ma'arich when he's 12 or when he is 12 or she is 11. But then, What is said in the Reikos or Rambam, which is a little difficult for him, says the Rambam, he quotes it in Oz Beis, V'katan, in Dibur Maskel V'hine, V'katan Shehigi Alonas Nadarim, a boy who's 12 years old, Sheherich O Nadar, Chayiv L'Shalem. The Minchas Chinuch says, he's Chayiv to pay, Shari Nadar of Kayame, because after all, we take what he said to be halakhically significant. The year before, we know the Gemara says that a year before your bar mitzvah, what you say has power. So you could be no there, you could be makdish. So here too, if you say that, you have a chiyuv to fulfill it. And the Minchas Chinuch does not like that. The Minchas Chinuch says, okay, I understand that it has value, but the year before. And once you're makdish and it becomes hektish, that's called hektish on a daraisa level. But is a katan chayiv in anything? If I say when I'm 12 years old, I promise to give Reuven's value, Reuven's erech, do I have to do that? The Minchas Chinuch says, the Rambam says, yes. Maybe this is the, and it sounds like on a Daraisa level. This could be possibly one of the only mitzvos that a katan is chayiv in. Once a 12-year-old says he wants to do it, the Minchas Chinuch can't believe it. He says, Heich Shayach Lomar Alav, Shechayiv L'Shalem. How could we, the Rambam, say that? Bevadai, imeinu rozu L'Shalem, imein kofenoso. You don't force him to cut the labek v'yu. The cut, you can't force the cut to do anything. He's not a baronshin. And then he says, oh, maybe it doesn't mean he, maybe he means his property. There's a concept called shibudim, where if I owe something, my property is leaned. And therefore, maybe my property is leaned towards the Beis HaMikdash, but he says that too is unusual. If the katan himself is on chayiv, how can he say his property is chayiv? So he just leaves it as a tzarach iyan. He doesn't know how the Rambam has the formulation that this child, once he makes that promise, will have to fulfill it. Right? On a daraisa level, when is a kohen chayiv to do anything? Okay. Good. Midini ha-mitzvah. Let's get to the continuation. Says the Chinuch, Mash'amru zechronam levracha, sheshanim elu hamurim be'erachin, ka kibanu shim shanim manimnim yom liyom. How do we figure out age for this halacha? It goes by birthdays. It does not go by the Jewish calendar of, oh, when it hits Tishrei, like the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, when it hits Tishrei, it's the next year. We don't say that. Whenever somebody's born, so from that day, right, what we call birthdays, that's what's called birthdays for this halacha. Miyom Haleda. From the day of birth, that's what determines ages for this halacha. Go to the next paragraph. Umasha Amru, Gam Kein Binyan Zeh, She'ein Chiluk Ba'arachin. There's no difference. Bein Yafe, Okir, Ochola, but handsome, ugly, sick, blind, lame, it doesn't matter. As long as the person is alive, and he's not a goseis, he's not about to die, the same erich, for the healthiest person and for the sickest person, for the tallest, the shortest. Hakol ne'erach lefi ashan ha'kamosh ha'zipsa ha'torah bahen. And then he adds off what we said before, umasha amru shahadamim Einam ke'erichin. We have to remember, though, that all this mitzvah is only when you use the term erich, the value. But if you say damim, which is a synonym, but it's a totally different halachic mechanism. Damim, demeolai, means the actual value, how much this person can be sold for in the marketplace, for a servant. So damim is much, it's flexible. Erichin is fixed. So we have to be careful not to confuse those two concepts. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in his Sefer on Chumash, right here, says, what's the message that there's a concept called Erich and a concept called Damim? Rav Moshe says, there's a lot given us in our life that's fixed. Right? Who our parents are, what our situation is as we're growing up, there's a lot that's fixed. But life's not just about that. It's about that. But also, it's about the damim element as well. Not just the erech, but it's about the damim where we have flexibility and the fluctuating element. He says, near the horeinu bazeh sheish madrega kavua ba'adam, there's a set level, set situation, v'yesh madrega, shekolechan magiye leh ba'amalo ba'masav. And then there's the level that you get through with your own hard work. And everything is personalized. And everything is subjective. That's the idea of erichin, arichin, and damim. There's fixed levels, and then there's the level of what we could do if we use our own personal element. Good. He talks many, many other halachas here. The Chinuch quotes discussions of what if a person can't afford it. This is one of the only areas on halacha where Beis Din makes a payment plan. The Beis Din, Mishnah is describing, Maseches Arachin. Beis Din, if somebody says, okay, I promise to give Reuven's Erech, and let's say he doesn't have enough to pay. So Beis Din will go, take possessions from your house that they don't feel that you need, and they'll hold on to them until you pay. Or they'll take that in lieu of. But they'll make a payment plan. They won't leave you with nothing. They'll leave you with your basic needs. Basic needs, enough food, and a couch, and a bed to sleep on, and a pillow. But, says the Gemara, and the Chinuch quotes all of the details, they will be misader. That's what's called the payment plan in halacha. He did his interesting, what about a Talmud Chacham? If a Talmud Chacham makes an eder and he can't pay, so there's a machlokas. The Rishonim say, we'll leave him the mesechta that he's learning. We'll take the rest of his shas. But the mesechta that he's learning, you know, we'll leave him because that's basic needs. That's basic necessity. Maybe when he finishes that, we'll switch it. For when he switches the mesechta. But says the Chinuch, that's a person, this is not something to fool around with. Right, an erech. We don't fool around with this, only when a person has enough money and he wants to do it, do we say that he could give it to the Beis HaMikdash. All the way towards the end of the mitzvah, the Chinuch discusses, Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, theoretically, a person can make such a promise, it's just not a good idea. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash today, we don't want to have Beis HaMikdash money lying around, so yes, it's a mitzvah zoi Bizman Hazeh. But we try not to get involved. Towards the end, v'noheges mitzvahs erechin b'chol makam v'chol zman. The mitzvah applies always. All times, all places. B'zachar v'nekevus, men and women. Klomer noheges l'edin shem he'erichu arechin nitvas v'kodesh. What does it mean? That if you make that promise of erech, then it's binding upon you. The problem is, how do you fulfill it today? Then you're stuck. Chazal say that b'zman hazeh you shouldn't do it. Shouldn't be doing it today because it's just going to lead to problems. Just like you shouldn't be makdish something today because we can have a carbon walking around. Right? It could only lead to problems. That's why, even though erichin is a mitzvah, that does apply, bizman hazeh, but it's not something that we try to do. Okay, we'll stop here. This is the first mitzvah relating to erichin, erichei adam, and Rav Hashem, in the coming days, we'll discuss temura and the other mitzvahs. 11 mitzvahs left to Sefer Vayikra, as we did mitzvah 350.